From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, November 4th. Coming up, four artists perform everyday tasks while running on a treadmill. Burnout Paradise is coming to Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana this weekend. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's still deciding whether he will sign a controversial piece of legislation that would allow doctors to assist terminally ill patients with ending their lives. The Illinois Senate narrowly approved the measure on Friday. Yesterday, Pritzker said he and his team were still evaluating the proposal, but he knows people who were in terrible pain at the end of their lives and had few options.
I mean, it hits me deeply and makes me wonder about, you know, how we can alleviate the pain that they're going through.
The proposal would allow Illinois doctors to prescribe life-ending medication to adults who have 6 months or less to live. If Pritzker signs the legislation, Illinois would join at least 10 other states that allow medical aid in dying. Danville School District 118 dismissed all of its students yesterday because of an anonymous threat. Dismissals began shortly after school started on Monday. Children whose parents were not at home waited with staff at the Civic Center on West Main Street to be reunited. In a letter emailed to parents, the district said there is no confirmed danger at any of its facilities. The district said there were no injuries to students or staff, and Danville schools are scheduled to reopen today. A healthy amount of sleep for teens ranges from 8.5 to 9.5 hours, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. But most teens are getting much less than that. Dr. Lindsay McCullough is a sleep medicine physician at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago. Speaking on the 21st show, she says due to circadian rhythms, it's hard for teens to go to sleep before 11 p.m.
The average school start time in Illinois is 8:08 in the morning. And if we do this calculation, if a teen goes to sleep at 11 p.m., for them to get 8 hours, they wake up at 7. Oftentimes you have to get up much earlier than that to catch a bus or do other things.
She says cell phone usage can negatively impact sleep quality for both teens and adults. Science shows later school start times can improve sleep quality, mood, and academic performance, and reduce the rate of car accidents. But making sweeping changes to school schedules comes with logistical challenges for things like transportation and extracurricular activities. Logan County officials say scammers are stealing personal information by claiming residents have missed jury duty. Several people in Logan County reported phone calls and text messages which threaten arrest warrants for failing to appear for jury duty. According to a press release, such communications use Logan County Judge John Wright and Sheriff Mark Lander's names to coerce recipients into giving up personal identifying information, including credit card numbers. Law enforcement and court officials encourage anyone who receives such a call or text to avoid releasing personal information, saying they will never threaten to arrest a person who fails to appear for jury duty and will not request personal information regarding jury duty over the phone. Still to come, four artists perform everyday tasks while running on a treadmill. Burnout Paradise is coming to Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana this weekend. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 66 degrees, with a south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 50 degrees, a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy with a high of 68 degrees, a west wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 32 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 61 degrees and a southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, Don Tracy is a lawyer and former chairman of the Republican Party of Illinois. Now he wants his party's nomination to be the next U.S. Senator from here. Let us know what questions you have for Don Tracy. Leave a voicemail, 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. then join us next time on The 21st Show.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Burnout Paradise is a theatrical show featuring four performers conducting different tasks while on treadmills.
We'll be preparing and cooking a three-course meal. For the salad course, we will be cooking salad.
Burnout Paradise is coming to Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana this Friday and Saturday. I spoke with two of the performers and creators, Hugo Williams and Dominic Weintraub, about Burnout Paradise, starting with Dominic explaining what it was like when the show premiered.
At the beginning, we really had no idea what we were doing on the stage. We'd made it in such a short period of time that opening night was really the first time I think that we'd actually even run the show. And so there were lots and lots of things that we had not considered going into that. Many of those things being the amount of physical risk in the space. We had a lot of things go wrong in that first run, including Hugo trying to put on one of those like rejuvenating sheet masks. And then thinking it would be a good idea to like slice some cucumber and put it over his eyes while he tried to run, which naturally led to him being flung off the end of the treadmill, kind of off the stage. He landed incredibly well. But so it was the first show was really like the whole audience came in to support us and also subject themselves to an incredible amount of risk. And the show almost got cancelled after its after its opening night for a lot of those reasons. But the audiences really got into it. And I'll never forget like the roar that came from the audience at the end of the first night when we completed all of the tasks, kind of against all of these odds. It felt a lot like we were in a sports stadium at a very big moment. And that was really fun.
Did you change over the years the type of treadmills that you purchased and how do they travel?
It's a really good question. That's an uncommon question. And we got a lot of heat on this subject. So look, we had no money when we first made the show. Mm-hmm. Like it was all from our company resources that we had accrued from other projects. So we didn't get like a grant or anything like that. And so we purchased, you know, what we thought were quite reasonably priced treadmills at the time. Turns out they were the best treadmills that really one could buy. And as we've toured, we've tried to move them around, but moving treadmills around, even to the other side of Australia, to move a treadmill to the other side of Australia is more expensive than just purchasing four new treadmills at that location at the other side of Australia. It's always a discussion we have, like, it has to have shock absorption, for example. Mm-hmm. It has to be a minimum certain length. It has to have some cup holders so we can do certain things, and it has to be able to get up to a certain speed. But even that, we've been in multiple places where those are just barely met. We've done some shows on really small treadmills, like treadmills that feel like the type of treadmill you would put like in a doll's house. Like it feels so small.
Is there anything specific that you hope audiences take away from or experience?
I think community is something that we talk a lot about in our practice and in theater more broadly. The idea of like coming into a space with other people and having an experience that binds you all. And I think for me, I've always struggled with that idea because it feels like a very abstract thing. You're sitting in silence in the dark with a bunch of people that you don't ever really interact with, except for the people that you've come with. And then at the end of it all, you're a community, which I don't fully understand, but I like the idea of a lot. This show, the lights never turn off. You're never in the dark. And the whole show is really about a live negotiation between the four of us who are really struggling and the several hundred people maybe who are sitting in the audience. There is a sense of camaraderie and we're in it together that this show creates that I think is pretty incredible. And whether you're someone who wants to get up on stage and help us with the task, big or small, or whether you're someone who just wants to sit in your seat and kind of watch it all unfold, you will end up having an experience or an interaction that surprises you through the show.
I think that's a really well articulated experience for the general audience member. But I think this show was originally created in line with the lifestyle of those who work like contract to contract, like an artist's lifestyle in particular, or those who work in industries that are similar to that. I think that the show is really a love letter to the agony of that particular experience. And not saying it's harder or less hard than other people's experiences who work, but just a particular kind of feeling of overlaying of lots of different things and lots of different types of things simultaneous that kind of blend into almost one life. and not having clear lines between that. And I think in what Dominic's saying and the way that the work unfolds, I think our suggestion or our antidote to that problem is something to do with anticipation of care for one another in a particular kind of way and allowing yourself to be open to help and collaboration in that life. And we don't have a fixed perspective on that. I don't think we're suggesting there is one type of way to do something in that way or one way that suits a person. But I think that's an idea that's embedded in the work.
If we do not complete all five of these tasks, we will be offering out of our own pockets our audience ticket refunds.
Cornell Paradise is in the Colwell Playhouse at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts this Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Krannert Center for the Performing Arts is an underwriter of Illinois Public Media. For more information, visit krannertcenter.com. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Kennedy Vincent, Emily Hayes, Christine Herman, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.